This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Couple of notes for you. I believe Mike is up to 6 meatballs he's eaten, which is an entire tray. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite so far?
I call it the Asian meatball, but I think it's called Wax On.
Wax. Yeah. The guy who runs the place, he goes, it shouldn't work. But it's a sleeper
it
for
does.
Sure. Yeah, he was like, it shouldn't work, but it's so good.
And a strong second is carbonara. Those are my two favorites. The other ones are good too. I'm not there's more kind of like your marinara, your typical, like, let's say Italian meatball, just different because they have like mamas and they have pizza and stuff, and they're good. But I guess because they're so unique, are the other two.
So the O-Balls Meatball Truck or Meatball Bus out here as part of Martin House Brewing. Want to get you prepared for the next couple of days. Tomorrow we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings again in Fort Worth off of Quebec Street. And on Sunday, if you want to check it out, we have the Atlanta-Denver game at 3 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
By the way, Kevin, next week I will be running out to the Star. I got a little thing I'm going to pick up from the Cowboys organization for Peace-a-thon. I also will be stopping by Dude Perfect as they are looking to, and one of their hosts might be, or one of their guys might be on our show during Peace-a-thon
this year. Also might be stopping by Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans joins us now from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, you guys. Really excited about Peace-a-thon going on next week as well.
Yeah, is Kevin already, is he threatening you?
No,
I'm
not threatening him. And it's 2 weeks away, Kyle, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not threatening him. I have been persistent, I'll say.
Yeah. It's persistent kindness is all it is. It's kind persistence or whatever the networking thought process is around it. He's just sent me a reminder text message, maybe a thread in the mail once or twice, and that's really all I'm going to have to deal with. Once, and I'm going to get something. I'm going to figure something out.
The envelope says, could be anthrax inside. Who knows?
Oh.
Yeah, no, but it turns out it wasn't. Everything's okay.
Oh, I can't do anything
I'm
to
here,
those
right?
sweet babies. Yeah, that's a good point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle, this interstate rivalry that we're getting to ready to look at, we kind of scouted them a little bit this morning. Have you gotten a chance to put your eyeballs on the Texans so far?
Yeah, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. They are they're pretty stout, especially up front. I mean, they've got a defensive line that's really good. They get pressure. Danielle Hunter is having himself a year, and that's whether or not Will Anderson's even been available. He's missed the last two games. Former first-round pick out of Alabama, who we talked about ad nauseum. I know Brian Broaddus has talked about him a lot on the 105.3 The Fan platform before. But, yeah, Will Anderson brings a speed element, and he's even questionable, and they're still getting pressure in the backfield, and that's the big thing. You force those turnovers like they did last week against Jared Goff, it's going to raise some eyebrows, and that's exactly what Dallas is looking at after a week where, of course, their offense didn't necessarily play well either.
Now, how important has the Texans' defense been since, I know you're talking about the Cowboys' offense, and I'm not here to argue that at all, but the Texans' offense has really disappeared in the second half the last month or so. Not the offense in general, but particularly in the second half, man, they've been getting stuffed.
Yeah, and I think a part of that is their offensive line hasn't been playing very well. It's kind of it is mirroring what the Cowboys have up front. I mean, the Cowboys have really one offensive lineman that's been either playing well or at least available consistently throughout the year, and that's Tyler Smith. Of course, with the injury news yesterday, that might even be in question going into the week. But the Texans have had the same thing. They've had a couple of guys banged up and missing games here and there on their offensive line. But really, even when they're all healthy, Laremy Tunsil is the one steady ship up front for Houston. So C.J. Stroud, second most sacked quarterback in the league behind only Caleb Williams. They have allowed pressure significantly. Joe Mixon is still doing good work in terms of toting the rock and running the football, but it's not like he's necessarily setting the world on fire either. So it has been tough for Houston to move the ball effectively. They've been missing Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins these last couple of weeks. Collins looking like he's trending in the vicinity of getting back and better for this game moving forward. But lots of things to look forward to on that offensive line that I don't think the Cowboys are scared of at this point, and they're going to try and take advantage, bring some pressure, and put it on C.J. Stroud.
Mike McCarthy said that Rico Dowdle needs to touch the ball more. Can you kind of elaborate on what he was discussing there?
And did Zeke get mad about that comment?
I don't know if they care anymore. Yeah, maybe. I think I'm in that same mindset. I'm in the same mindset because Dowdle actually has better yards per carry than Joe Mixon has throughout the year. And we're looking at Joe Mixon as a top five rusher. Yeah, if you look at it, the yards per average or yards per carry. Now, yards per touch, it's more significantly in Mixon's favor because of his ability out of the backfield as a receiver. He's had more receiving yards and more action out of the passing game than Rico Dowdle. But Dowdle has shown that he can get to that point as well. So I think there's ways you can get him involved, get him more touches. And you've already shown that in the games where you have given these touches, they've played better football. They've played better against Pittsburgh, a team that only has two losses to this point, and you took them down on the road because you gave the ball consistently to Rico Dowdle and let him utilize it. Then you have the game that they played against Atlanta, the way that they played against the Falcons. We've got crowd noise out here on the balcony at the Star, so forgive me if they're trying to throw us off a little bit with this.
Is it all those damn tours that are coming through, Kyle?
not what it is at all. I'm on a patio up top on the Cowboys Club, and John Fossil's on the mic, and he's trying to direct traffic, and I'm just trying to look away so I don't get in trouble for being out here. But the way that the Cowboys have utilized Rico Dowdle, it's just been in bits and pieces. It's been in parts. And I think if they consistently give him the ball and give him some touches, then I think there's an opportunity for him to do some better work this week.
Did you have something a second ago? The other part of the what I've kind of seen from the Texans is that their safeties, while being playmakers, might be a little suspect. Is this time to get the maybe Trey Lance or Cooper Rush and CeeDee Lamb connection really firing off?
I love how you threw in the backup quarterbacks there too, just to like throw a little extra spice on that question.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. I think this secondary is good. They've got a couple guys, Jalen Petrie, Derek Stingley Jr., who are decent players, but they haven't been perfect either. And we saw how the Cowboys were stressed last week at the secondary level and how things kind of turned out there. But I think really you can utilize CeeDee Lamb's ability underneath a defense, the ability over the middle of the field, hash mark to hash mark. That's where he's going to have chance for the production for the possession grabs and then yards after the catch as well. This is going to be a big yak week for CeeDee Lamb, and I hope they get him the ball early, get him in space, because I think he's going to have an opportunity to get there in space, because this offensive line is going to have a tough time whether they have Tyler Smith available or not this week. They're going to have a tough time trying to slow down the front seven of Houston. So getting the ball out quickly and finding CeeDee Lamb in space is going to be crucial.
It's tough
to find a lot of bright spots going into this game, but do you take solace at all in the fact that the Texans don't seem to mind to play down to theoretically inferior competition? Because it seems like most every game they have is a super close game.
Yeah, they find a way to make it close, whether it's trying to come from behind or disappear or whatever it ends up being. It's like every week is different with Houston. But at the end of the day, they've still won six games. You've won three. They've had a better season than you.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I think they're they're building on the fact that they've never beaten the Cowboys in the Metroplex. They're 0-3 on the road against Dallas all the time. So I think there's a chip on the shoulder for Houston to finally say, hey, we are that team in the state of Texas now. And their defense is certainly good enough to show it. C.J. Stroud is a franchise quarterback, and they're going to build around him for the future. But for the most part, this is a really good Texans team, and they're going to try. And it's kind of like what we've talked about on this phone call and on this show before. Dallas is always going to get your best shot. And I think it's especially true whenever you've got a team that's only 4 hours from you trying to make a statement and trying to prove themselves midway through the season.
Aside from pressure, was there anything truly noticeable whenever Micah stepped back onto the field? I feel like the pressure was the biggest factor for them, for sure. But was the defense different?
Yeah, I don't think there was a ton of a difference. A lot of it just is, hey, Micah, get after it. One thing I want to see...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Change this week is they didn't really move him around a ton. And I talked about the offensive line from Houston earlier. I think you can rush Micah Parsons as a zero tech and a one tech this week. We saw that as an element of Dan Quinn's defense previously, where you kind of put him in the middle of the offensive line or the defensive line and let him rush from the interior. You've got a chance with the stunts and with the misdirection and some of that eyewash up front that gets Micah Parsons an ability to attack the gap. And I think that's something we haven't seen from him recently, and it's something that he could certainly utilize as we go along throughout the year.
Where are you going to be sitting tomorrow night for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight? And have you placed any bet?
I'm not going to the Jake Paul
fight. What?
Yeah, I'm not going to go. I tried to enter a lottery for tickets, and I didn't end up getting them. So I'm going to be at home. I'll be sitting at my couch watching with the babies. That's how it will end up being.
Is there a certain order with the with the triplets, that like one sits in the right hand specifically?
Ooh,
and then the
question.
Other two are in the left, or does it just change up all the time?
Yeah, I've got one triplet in the left hand, I've got one triplet in the right hand, and I've got my baby girl in the middle. She's always going to have the best seat in the house. So that's the way we've always had it. And I think it's funny because I think one time, was it Bassick who said it? I don't know, Mike. It might have been you or not. But whenever I posted that picture in the preseason of them watching the preseason broadcast, somebody on the fan, I forgot who it was specifically, was saying, does one of them get upset that they're a little bit further back from the TV than they would if they were in the
middle? Oh, that's a good question.
Center? And it's true, my baby girl, Noelle, she will get upset if she's not the closest one to the either the center of attention, whether it's the TV or mom being in the room or me being in the room, whatever it is, she wants to be the closest one to the center of attention. So
is she the oldest?
It will always be her. Yeah, she was the first one out. Yeah.
Yeah,
by,
there by
it is.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she had 2 minutes by herself before she had the big sister's role, for sure.
Can you imagine pushing a baby out and then they're like, all right, there's two more? Like, that just seems. That
it
seems,
might get easier.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
I don't know. That's
true. You're like, wow, that wasn't as good as I thought.
We'll never be pregnant.
Yep.
That's we're too old. That feels controversial.
We're too old. Yeah, that's right, Mike.
All right.
Kyle, thank you for your time, man. We really appreciate it, dude.
I don't know if that was the conversation I thought we would end up having on the show by the end of it all, but I mean, I always.
Don't worry, we got 8 more weeks of this.
Yeah,
we got a lot of time to BS, Kyle. This team is not good, so yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
Peace-a-thon 2 weeks away too.
There you go.
Right around
that is right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. By the way, for people who are curious about, I found this to be surprising, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight, BetMGM put out a release yesterday and said that this was their most bet on boxing match in 7 years.
Really?
Yeah. So, like,
You're kidding, man.
Not here, but look, this goes back to what I said, that Jake Paul is the second biggest draw in boxing. And that made people really mad because I know he puts on only, like, kind of weird fights like this, as opposed to, like, fighting regular boxers. But it feels like it goes Canelo and then Jake Paul. And I know that makes people mad. I'm not saying Jake Paul is good at boxing or whatever, but here's BetMGM saying, in the last 7 years, never has there been a boxing match that has garnered more betting traction than this one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Even if you're kind of hated, you know, people really want to get in on the conversation with it.
Well, for the people who are just making regular bets, all of the money is coming in on Tyson. So he's already shifted a lot closer in the betting lines, but the big money bets have come in on Jake Paul.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of public money is coming in on Mike Tyson, but, for example, $500,000 bets were made on Jake Paul yesterday. So, like, the big money is coming in on Jake Paul. The people who are, like, in Vegas or whatever, just looking to have fun, they're all betting on
Mike Tyson.
How do
I hedge my bet on this one?
What time is this at? Because I was thinking about going to a high school football playoff game.
You should go to that game.
I think the show itself starts at like 7, so the main event, 9:30 to 10:15-ish?
Okay. I think I'll be home by then.
Where's the game?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. I think John Paul.
Okay.
I just remembered.
You can come over to my house. It's right down the street. You can come on over to my house and watch the fight afterwards if you want to.
Okay.
Or not. I don't care.
I don't think so, because I think I'm going to be with my wife.
She can come over, too, man. She's more than welcome.
So, yeah, I think Bishop Lynch plays a playoff game. I mean, I know they play a playoff game. I don't even know the opponent, but I think I was told it was at JP2.
There you go.
Sounds like you're definitely ready for tomorrow.
I don't have a kid playing in it. My kids go to that school, but, like, okay. I'll root for Bishop Lynch, but it doesn't really affect me at all.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Cowboys fans, is it scary that the NFC East has two top 10 quarterbacks? Do you even believe that? Plus, let's get more information about this Martin House Brewing extravaganza we're going to auction off during Peace-a-thon. All of that next right here, live from Martin House on 105.3 The Fan.
Hurts in an empty gun. They blitz him. He just steps out of that tackle, lobs it in the end zone, caught by Goddard at the one, and steps in for the touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to talk a little bit more about that Thursday night football game and then ask the question, Cowboys fans, is it scary to you that the NFC East has two top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL and neither one of them right now, obviously, is Dak? But before we get to that, we're at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. We've had a fantastic time. I'm a little disappointed that Mike has only eaten 6 meatballs. Yeah. But we bring to you beef and ice. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
What's up?
Oh, no. Oh,
hold on. We gotta pull ice up. We got to pull ice up. Hold on.
We're a professional radio show.
Jeez.
Oh, here.
Oh, no.
It'll help if we turn your mic on.
Does that work?
There it is.
Oh, yeah. We're back. Kevin's the engineer now.
Professional radio.
Back for the first time.
Ball 8.
Gentlemen,
ball 12.
Thank you for having us out. And I want to see if you can give us any details about what I'm hearing is going to be an amazing Peace-a-thon package to auction off.
Yeah. We're super pumped. We're going to auction off the opportunity to make your own beer. So you can come out. You'll hang out with me, Cody, a couple of the other guys. We'll try a bunch of beers, talk about what you want, and then we'll have you back out to actually make it.
Yeah, and then there's a release party in the tap room to go along with it. When it comes to, like, choosing and making a beer, Like, what's the first? Because you guys have some wild flavors. Like, y'all have some, y'all come up with some crazy stuff. And it, but you also have fantastic, like, your Mexican lagers. Like, everything's really good and crisp. What is, like, when you start going, all right, we're going to get wild with this one, how do you start? Where do you go with it?
I mean, the sky is the limit. Like, nothing is off limits. We will do anything. So, we make really good regular beers, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's really, what do you want? What's your dream? And some people kind of get carried away with that, like us, you know?
Like the buffalo wing and then ranch. Yeah.
We did a dirty martini beer for this kind of same thing. So, I mean, yeah, we can do anything. This is what you would want to see. Yeah.
And not only that, now we're essentially forcing y'all to have a release party for it as well. So,
oh, no, another reason to party.
Yeah, oh, no, I got to drink more and help make more beer. I know that's going to be tough. But it sounds like if people can't already get from y'all's voices, it sounds like whoever wins this package, you're going to make sure they have a good time with this.
Of course we're going to make sure they have a good time. They're going to come out. You're going to do exactly what we do when we sit down and try to think of, what haven't we done? We're almost to 9,000, or we're almost to 1,000 beers. So we got to sit down every week and just think about, talk to, what have we done? What are people going to want to come by? And so you just got to be a part of that experience. And we start with what you want. When they give me the opportunity, I try to put chamoy in everything. That's my jam.
Are you the peach-ring chamoy? Is that the reason that came up?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That was actually going to be my question for y'all. I know you said the sky's the limit. Can you admit right here and right now a beer concoction that you're really excited about and then it came out and y'all were like, okay, that was a miss. That's on me. I thought it was going to be great, but I didn't really get it.
You want me to go first?
Oh, man. Sure.
If you say none, I'm going to be like, that's
definitely not
true.
We missed really hard on a root beer one time. It didn't taste too bad, but it came out gray, and that just brought the whole experience down.
Oh, man. No. So here, drink this gray drink, and you're like, oh, no.
On the flip side of it, though, what's the one that you were like, I didn't expect it to be this good, and then you nailed it?
Oh, man, that is a tough one. Hey, I like that.
Wowzers. No, they made they cranked out, this was a wild one, they cranked out a 25% peppermint beer one time.
What?
Oh. Called it Ice Mare. It was wild. This is wild. It was like, it's too much, it's too heavy, it's too much peppermint. It was a banger.
Wow. It was Rumpelmintz.
You could have one, and it would last you a couple of days if you were smart. Yeah, you just get drunk, pass out, and just wake up and do it again. It was a good day.
Yes, exactly.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, no, and I had the one time where I was given it was menthol and squid ink, and I had run out of beer, and that's all I had left, and I was like, it's 14%, I got to drink it and just take care. It was a poor decision.
Oh, it wasn't as bad as you think a squid ink beer is going to be, right?
Exactly. It tasted exactly like I expected it to. Now, the Mayday IPA, the Dr. Bock, y'all guys crushed it with these. These are fantastic, easy to drink beers. I know y'all's staple is that everybody really knew y'all with. At first was the pickle beer. I was introduced to a lot of other things before I got the pickle beer, but those things are kind of real big staples for y'all, the IPA and the Bock. What are you thinking about these right now?
Oh, those are awesome. Yeah, Beef and the boys killed it with the IPA. It's cranking it out. It's replacing an old IPA, so it's going to be available year-round on every shelf you can find. But, yeah, it's bitter enough. You know it's an IPA. It's got a little IPA stank on it, but it's not so much. It's approachable for everybody. Maybe you don't know what IPA is. You want to try one for the first time. It's nice entry-level IPA, good for beer drinkers and just regular folks. So, that IPA is killing it.
And we got this. We got the Shell Shock, the Ninja Turtle beer right here. And
I got an argument with somebody this morning. They were like, Leonardo is green, not blue. And I was like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. First of all.
What's the...
they're all green and none of them are green. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are we even doing? It's ridiculous.
What is the Shell Shock, though? What are we working with here?
So it's an imperial stout. It's got pecans, fudge, caramel, and vanilla in it. So we kind of going for like that, turtle shell ice cream kind of thing.
Yeah.
This was actually the first recipe I made for Martin House, so it's kind of cool seeing it like get moved up to.
The artwork on the can is amazing, too.
Yeah, no, the artwork's always nice.
Big shouts to Donnie. He's our in-house artist. He does all of our stuff, cranks it out.
Fantastic.
He's a madman.
The Imperial Texans always the first. If I see it, I get it. That's one. Every time I see it, I was like, oh man, this is a fantastic beer. I've been begging and I've been asking. I've been talking to Dylan about this. Please, if y'all can ever bring back the short order porter, I'm totally on. I don't know how you make a beer taste exactly like a stack of pancakes, but y'all, I almost cussed. Y'all nailed it. Like, it was phenomenal. So if y'all ever get a chance, I will be the first in line for that. Okay.
Wow, class. Yeah, with maple's always a good one. Maybe even some real butter in there. No, Imperial Texan's fun. Yeah, you still like that one? That's the only one that's still left from the original lineup. So that sucker's been going strong for almost 12 years now. So
yeah.
Imperial Texan's doing great too.
Do great work with big beers. And now we got a party coming up on the 14th. Now, today's the 14th of November. I keep screwing up and saying on the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, it's today, Corey.
But that would be kind of a jerky way to describe a future party. Hey, it's today, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say the 14th.
Just the 14th. Yeah. Any 14th.
Yeah.
What can we expect? Because the Tolos are going to come out here, and we're going to have a rocking party. What can we expect when we get out here, man?
Man, I think we're just going to give it the full Martin House treatment and try to blow it out, right? So we're going to have some live music up here on the stage. We're going to have some of our favorite vendors hanging out. I know you guys are bringing some extra guys your own, right?
The whole staff.
So, just put on the show, have a party, and it just we're going to think of fun stuff to do. Family-friendly always. Bring the kids. Bring the dogs. We're outside. It's going to be beautiful. Bring everybody you know. Yeah, we do this. We throw giant parties at least once a month, usually twice. And so we know how to do it. We do it great, and it's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's fantastic, guys. Thank y'all so much for having us out here. It's a gorgeous view, for one. It's Fort Worth, too, which is always amazing because we love ourselves.
Yeah, we found out it's the Trinity. I thought it was the Mighty Miss.
Yeah. And thank you very much for the donation package as well. You're helping out for a great cause and my possibilities. Really appreciate you guys jumping on.
We're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for letting us participate. Appreciate you guys.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
Ice and Beef from Martin House, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for them. Right here on 105.3 The Fan now.
I have so many beer names I was thinking of.
Write them all down and then give it to them. I'm sure they'll use them.
What about for, like, you know, a pitcher of beer? We think of baseball pitcher. What if we call one the Five and Dive?
The Five? Can you explain that a little more for me?
Well, you know, a starting pitcher, sometimes we call it the Five and Dive when, you know, you want them to go more innings. But today, starting pitchers are Fives and Dives.
Okay.
So that's your starting pitcher. And then, you know, obviously the closer's too much. You could have the relief pitcher. You could have, I know, Kevin, you might like this one, based off of the baseball card, but it could work for so many different ways. The stadium club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I do like that.
What about
one.
When you screw over an umpire and you throw directly at them? What's
oh,
that? What's
three
it?
Pints and you're out?
Yeah, I like that.
We can do that. We can
I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
that's
can,
a cool name right there.
We can get some stuff going. Now, we wanted to bring you something super happy until we brought you the sad part of the segment.
Oh, no.
Is that if you remember, when we did the quarterback power rankings, you had both Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts in the top 10. In fact, I believe both of them were in the top 6. Jaden Daniels was 4th. Jalen Hurts was 6th. So I guess my question is, and I looked at this from a couple of different perspectives. I know Dak is hurt right now. That changes the equation. But it looks like you have two potential, if not already, top 10 NFL starting quarterbacks in your division. And it's not yours. And they're both younger and cheaper than your quarterback. Do you think that's true, that they're both top 10? I know we went through the power rankings and that's what they said. But, like, that can change from week to week. Do you believe that Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts, at least right now, are top 10? And then we'll go from there.
Time will tell with Jaden Daniels. I think it's very tough to go, oh, he's played in 8 or 9 games. He's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL forever now.
I get that.
He's had a great start. He's probably, unless I'm forgetting somebody, obviously Bo Nix is having a good year record-wise, but he's probably the leader for Rookie of the Year.
He is by far.
Yeah. So he's having a great year. Jalen Hurts, to me, he's good but not great. I do put him in the same tier as Dak. Now, Dak's injury history now is piling up tremendous. I don't know if Dak's ever going to come back and be good or great again because of this one now, too, along with his ankle that's probably deteriorating through you know, that surgery slash age.
Ankle and same hamstring, same leg.
That's scary.
So I do look at it and go, yeah, that's the scary part is if they do reach their potential, if Jaden Daniels reaches his potential, he's like a maybe consistent MVP candidate, you know, along with who you're about to play. Like if you think of future MVPs, you think of, hey, okay, the Texans quarterback, possibly the Washington quarterback. We'll see what new draft classes have. But he looks like one of those premium young franchise quarterbacks that is working out in a hurry. For Hurts, I like him. I don't love him. I think he's beatable, but he obviously has a lot of talent around him. The Eagles do a lot to change their team around quickly.
Yeah, they do.
If they don't like something, they don't just go, well, let's just stick with it and see if it works next year.
The thing that scares me about Hurts, because I don't disagree with you at all, Hurts is his own worst enemy. Like, he'll make these plays that you're like, come on, dude. Like, kind of like Jordan Love. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But that interception from Trayvon Diggs, that was Jalen Hurts' first interception since September 22nd. Like, that's wild to me. And take a look at what's happened in that span. The Eagles are 5-1. Hurts has 18 touchdowns to one interception. Now, it is 18 touchdowns split up in Jalen Hurts fashion, so 9 passing, 9 rushing. But still, 18 touchdowns versus the one interception. If Jalen Hurts ever figures out how to be even mediocre turnover-wise, that's a scary thought because he has been a turnover machine in a bad way for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you know his ability to escape still, and then also how well they do the brotherly shove. Like that's those two things. That's a thing that they can do for quite some time, and he's still young. You know, he's still young in the NFL for Hurts. When it comes to Daniels, his escapability, he just extends plays, but he doesn't have to either because he's got the arm to make plays downfield.
Yeah.
And he can run. He runs smarter than I think most quarterbacks do. He runs more, in my mind, like Aaron Rodgers did.
See, he definitely can run. I like the way you put that.
Aaron Rodgers was one of those guys where you were like, oh, the play, you better be terrified because it's about to go downfield. And then the next thing you know, he's picking up 12 yards because you weren't paying attention.
I think this is a scary thing for the Cowboys and the fans of the Cowboys is you look at those two quarterbacks and you go, oh no, that might not be an advantage that the Cowboys, you can argue, but have probably had an advantage for approximately a decade in the division with Romo when he was healthy and with Dak, is that that's not an advantage anymore. It looks like you're going to be looking at your divisional games and going, all right, as of today, you're way better than the Giants. You better hope that the Giants, most likely with a top 3 to 5 pick, if they get Shador Sanders or Cameron Ward from Miami, you better hope that they're not the next Jaden Daniels or something like that, because then all of a sudden you're going to be going, we have an older quarterback on a highly guaranteed contract, and we might have the fourth quarterback in this division.
Looking at some of the comps, I'm really hoping that the Giants go ahead and draft Carson Beck, and that would just make life easier for the Cowboys. A couple of things. Jalen Hurts is 8th in QBR.
It'd be the same quarterback, right? Except for he doesn't run as well.
Exactly. I've seen some people say Daniel Jones is the ceiling, and I'm like, what? Why in the world would you draft that person in the first round?
For real.
So for Jalen Hurts this season, he's 8th in QBR and right now 4th in MVP betting odds.
Okay.
And then let's look at Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, 4th in QBR. And then 6th in MVP betting odds. So a couple of things. First of all, and I also want to know if you guys are going to be invested in the game tonight since they're going to be facing off. But then there's this. I know this has been a down season for Dak even before he got hurt. But Dak Prescott has thrown more interceptions this season than Hurts and Daniels combined.
Okay. It means he's playing better opponents.
Here's
the same opponents, Kevin.
Yeah. Here's a thing that I've noticed. And I could be way off. I know velocity matters in baseball. We see it every pitch. I think Dak, before the injury, was throwing the ball slower. The ball was not coming out as hard and as far and as fast. And I know that is not the main thing about being a quarterback.
It's so important, but though.
Since he's lost, I think that ankle wearing a boot in the offseason wasn't just for fun. I mean, if Jacob deGrom is wearing a brace on his elbow right now, it's probably not for fun if we were to see a picture of it. It's probably because there's a major concern with his elbow in the offseason, which there isn't. I'm just saying that something was bugging him tremendously in the offseason that he had to boot up his foot again.
Mike, you're what you're saying, I noticed too. And it's scary because when you're a pitcher and you throw that pitch and it would always get past the bat, you're like, okay, I'm good. And now that it doesn't, it gets hit. And with quarterbacks, the same way. I got a tight window that I know I've always thrown into. Yeah. And now the ball's not coming out of my hand the same, and it looks a little bit different, and it's easier for them to get.
I know people think I'm a Cowboys hater, and in a way I can be. But I'm telling you, Dak this year before the injury to me looked closer to 40 years old than 30 years old.
Mm.
And I'm not saying his career was ending, but it looked like this isn't the same zip. And I get his offensive line isn't as good. He doesn't have any running backs. I get that's all true. I'm not saying that's not, that is true.
He can still spin.
But yeah, but throwing the ball like firm and like zipping the ball somewhere, it is like this ball isn't zipping as much as it used to anymore. And I don't know, was that because of the ankle? I don't, like, you know, because you throw from the ground up. And so it's like, I don't know. It'll be interesting next year when he comes back. Do you see velocity on the ball? When you need to throw the ball a little bit harder or get the ball to the sidelines 15, 20 yards down the field, can he get that ball there on time? Or does he have to anticipate and throw it a half a second earlier because it takes a half a second longer for that ball to get there?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation as we are live at Martin House in Fort Worth on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Martin House in Fort Worth. And I want to do a couple things. I know we got Shout Out Friday tomorrow, but from the 903, shout out to KMC and Martin House Brewing. It was nice meeting y'all for the first time. And the food truck there was amazing. That's Elliot from Maybank. And then I'm not going to read the whole thing because this is a very personal letter, but somebody dropped off a note here for us. And I just wanted to read one particular sentence. And I think that's kind of the goal of this show. It says, y'all's chaos gives the Tolos that are in the midst of their own chaos joy. And I just think that that is delightful. It's a very heartfelt note. And I just wanted to read that one particular part. And I really appreciate
it. It's a great note, yeah. Man. My part of it was the line that said, y'all are exactly where you're supposed to be. Doing what we do. And I really appreciate that because it was long work to get here. That we see the responsibility we have on a daily basis, it's a lot of pressure. Good luck to us.
Yeah, luckily I don't take it seriously.
Speaking of that responsibility, tomorrow we'll be out at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth once more off of Quebec Street if you want to come and see us. But right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing good, Haggy. I hear you monologuing real good over there, so let me have it. Man, we're doing great. How are you?
So I'm doing very well, thank you. And I wanted to ask y'all about this one particular thing. Now, luckily, we had the opportunity to have Chiafalo on the show a little bit earlier, but he did not get to participate in our segment, Who's on the Mount Rushmore of Overhyped Athletes? Because I saw this on Awful Announcing, and their four were Tim Tebow, Bronny James, Freddie Adu, and Dak Prescott. I don't agree with that last one at all. Like, I don't even think he's close to being on this, but that was their Mount Rushmore, and I'm curious if y'all have people that come to mind or maybe a quartet of people that come to mind as, like, all-time overhyped athletes. I went with Todd Van Poppel, Freddie Adu, Brian Bosworth, and Danica Patrick.
Oh, you got a great foursome in there. You know, maybe I would add Jeff George.
That's a good one.
Maybe I would add Michael Olowokandi.
The Candyman from Pacific, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Leitner had a couple of decent seasons, but he was way overhyped to put him on the dream team. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. So, look, I'm a Duke apologist. And I think at the time that was the right move because he was the best player in college basketball. Of course I would. But in retrospect, you could look at it now and be like, well, that was stupid. We should put Shaq on that team.
I did read the Coach K book, and he credits Coach K to doing this a year or two before the Dream Team. Leitner, they just won the national championship or gone to the Final Four, and he was tired, and he didn't want to play on the college U.S. team. And Coach K talked him into it and just said it'd be really good for you, this and that. So not only did he win National College Player of the Year that senior year, but also he had been part of Team USA college experience.
Okay.
So there was also a little bit of an in there.
All right.
So it was an interesting deal.
Yeah.
Coach K's like, see, 2 years ago when you didn't want to do this, it ended up paying off 2 years later that they put you on that team.
Well, Chuck, who jumps into your brain?
How about Rondo? And I was so pumped when the Mavs traded for Rondo, and that blew up in my face.
I thought you were going to say Rondo Rousey, and I was going to be really excited.
Rondo
about
Rousey,
that.
Definitely. I mean, she kind of was the pillar for female MMA fighters, but the sport just really took off after her, and she did not stand a chance because she was really a one-trick pony. So, like, at the time, what Ronda did, she was a trailblazer. But, yeah, in hindsight, she was extremely overrated because I think everybody that's even a top 10 contender in female MMA would kick her ass.
My favorite moment was not only when she got knocked out by Holly Holm and then woke up and was like, what's happening? It was when she was like, I'm back, Amanda Nunes, watch out. And then Nunes destroyed her like she had never fought in her entire life.
But Kevin, she was concussed, okay? She clearly, that's what she's saying now, that she had a concussion for all of those fights. And that's
yeah,
why she didn't
I know.
Perform.
Ronda Rousey has never taken responsibility from anything, from losing fights to saying Sandy Hook was a fake. Mm-hmm. I understand all of that. Anybody else have overhyped athletes?
Yeah, from my...
You know, the judge was in on that denial.
Yeah.
Hey, we've talked about this before. Let me add Michelle Wee. Sorry to cut you off, Brian.
Oh, Michelle Wee.
Michelle Wee.
I'm going to lob out a Jadeveon Clowney grenade and just back away.
There you go.
That's what Corey said. Yeah, Corey's with you on that.
Tony Mandridge from my era. If you go back and look at, you know, if you look at the 89 draft and look at the players that were selected at the top of that, Green Bay was the one team that didn't get a Hall of Famer. So
and
Tony Mandridge,
he's like
was
the
that.
Darko Milicic of the yes. the 03 NBA draft.
See, I said Bosworth, but Mandridge makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah.
What do you guys got coming up?
If he would have stayed on roids, maybe he would have been good.
Man, once you start, don't quit. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be a quitter.
Okay, that's a point.
I mean, I'm saying don't start too, but you know what
okay.
you have.
Okay, all right.
Stick with it.
What do you, huh? What
Pure
do you
gold
guys
as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking.
Yes, thank you.
Eric Kendrick Show at 5.
All right, thank you very much. I definitely needed you to bail me out of that. All right, thank you very much to the G-Bag Nation. We can roll home with them. Thank you to everyone who's been out with us at Martin House today. And Mike is now drinking green beer?
It's the secret of the booze, which is like...
That is a great Ninja Turtle name.
I'll tell you what, we're going home, but I'm about to buy a whole bunch of stuff here. There are so many, like, there's so many presents here. If you're thinking about kind of Christmas gifts or holiday gifts,
heck yeah.
There is a lot of, first of all, the art is cool. Second of all, it really tastes good, too. So I'm about to get some gifts for some friends and family.
I like
it. And myself.
I'm glad it tastes good. Even if it didn't, I still think you should buy Secret of the Booze. just to give them some credit for what a great name that is. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, if you miss us today, you can always come out to Martin House. It's always a party out here. And we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow in Fort Worth off of Quebec Street, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say Martin House Brewing, Kevin.
Martin House Brewing, baby.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.